Si Dieu a mis un rêve dans ton cœur, écris-le, garde-le comme un trésor.
Bienvenue à la Belle Église Internationale, une belle expérience qui transformera votre vie par la parole de Dieu. Sœur Simone Pierre Adimoula, ghanéenne de nationalité, est un pasteur assaisonné dont le cœur brûle pour voir Christ formé dans les cœurs des francophones. Elle est également le pasteur principal de la Belle Église Internationale. Préparez-vous à être enseigné, convaincu, corrigé et instruit à travers ce message qui tombe à pic. Écoutons Sœur Simone Pierre.
Persévère, car sa parole, elle s'accomplira.
Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us into all truth. We pray that as we enter into your word, we'll come out better than we came, will be sharpened to do a greater work. And above all, Lord, you'll be pleased with us and you bless our ministries, bless our work, and bless the fruits of our work. We thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. Amen. Well, we are blessed to be in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for another appointment service. A service for leaders and shepherds in the house of God. Amen. So this service takes on a slightly different flavor than the Sunday services. Sunday, everybody comes to church. Even unbelievers come to church. Hallelujah. But this service is for shepherds and leaders in the house of God. Amen. All right. So we are going to talk about shepherd things and leaders things, okay? I assume we are talking to mature Christians. Amen. Are you here? All right, okay. Enough movement. Thank you very much. Because there's no microphone, it's nicer for you or for me when you are closer. All right, so tonight I want us to look at something. I'm sure we've talked about it before, but I think that we're about starting the second half of the year, and it would be good to start well, you know. There's something Prophet calls midstream correction. Midstream.
Okay.
Like, as you are going, like on your way, as you are going, you realize you're in the wrong direction, you correct yourself. Do you understand? All right. So, as we are approaching the second half of the year, it's good to take time to evaluate ourselves and to see, are we on the right track? Are we doing the right thing?
Alors qu'on approche la deuxième partie de l'année, c'est important de s'examiner et de voir si nous sommes sur le bon chemin, si on fait la bonne chose.
And if we are not, we correct.
Et si nous ne sommes pas sur le bon chemin, on corrige.
And if we are, we press on.
Et si on est sur le bon chemin, on continue.
Amen.
Amen.
So, as leaders, it's always good to judge yourself, as the word of God says. So we're going to look at the book, Top 10 Mistakes That Pastors Make. And like I say all the time, a pastor is a shepherd.
Et comme je le dis toujours, un pasteur est un berger.
And a shepherd is a pastor.
Et un berger est un pasteur.
And a shepherd is a bishop, and a bishop is a shepherd.
Et un berger est un évêque, et un évêque est un berger.
Hallelujah. We are all shepherds of God's flock.
Nous sommes tous des bergers de la brebis du Seigneur.
Amen. So, if a pastor can make a mistake, it means the shepherd too can make the same mistake.
Donc, si un pasteur peut faire des erreurs, ça veut dire que les bergers aussi peuvent faire les mêmes erreurs.
Okay. So, it's a book that one should read once in a while.
C'est un livre qu'on doit lire souvent.
There's another book that we should read once in a while. It's Ministerial Ethics.
Il y a un autre livre qu'on doit lire, c'est l'éthique ministérielle.
It also helps us to judge ourselves and evaluate what we are doing as shepherds.
Ça nous aide à nous juger et à nous évaluer ce qu'on fait en tant que berger.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So the first chapter just talks about the first mistake is being slow in ministry.
La première erreur, c'est être lent dans son ministère.
Being slow to accept your ministry.
Être lent à accepter ton ministère.
Being slow to begin your ministry.
Être lent à commencer ton ministère.
You know, like in this church, we are given an opportunity to serve God.
Dans notre église, on a l'opportunité de servir Dieu.
Not just to come to church.
Juste pas seulement venir à l'église.
But to serve God, to do something.
Mais servir Dieu et faire quelque chose.
But the truth of the matter is, a lot of us are slow to accept that call.
La vérité, c'est que beaucoup d'entre nous, nous sommes lents à recevoir ou accepter ce appel.
Even if you accept to be a chef fellowship leader, you are still slow to implement, to put into practice that call.
Même lorsque tu acceptes d'être dirigeant d'une cellule, tu es même lent pour pratiquer cet appel.
You drag your feet.
Tu prends ton temps. Tu...
Yeah. You will do it, but there's no drive and no push. And it's a mistake.
C'est une erreur.
Because we don't have time.
Parce qu'on n'a pas de temps.
Especially when you are young.
Surtout quand nous sommes jeunes.
You tell yourself, oh, I have time.
Je te dis que, oh, j'ai le temps.
Oh, I will do it.
Je vais le faire.
Oh, I'll see.
Je vais le voir. Je vais voir.
But the truth is, you and I do not have much time.
La vérité, c'est que nous n'avons pas de temps.
We don't know when our last day will be on this earth.
On ne sait pas quand sera nos derniers jours.
We don't know when that opportunity will no longer be available.
On ne sait pas quand cette opportunité ne sera plus disponible.
In John chapter 7, verse number 6.
En Jean 7, verset 26.
Jesus said unto them, 7:6.
John 7, verset 6.
Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
Jésus leur dit, mon temps n'est pas encore venu, mais votre temps est toujours prêt.
So there is a certain the time that Jesus is referring to says his time has not come.
Le temps que Jésus parle, c'est lui, son temps n'est pas encore.
But your time is always, it's now, it's always ready.
Mais votre temps, c'est maintenant, c'est déjà prêt.
Don't wait for anything.
N'attends rien.
Just do it.
Juste fais-le.
Nike says just do it.
Juste fais-le.
Isn't that the slogan of Nike, not the poulet, eh? But the brand.
Le Nike, pas le poulet.
Okay.
Pas le poulet, c'est la marque.
Everybody has, if I say, what time is it right now? You look at your watch. Some will say 7:30. Some will say 7:29.
Chacun a son temps.
Some will say 8:05.
Chacun donnera son temps.
Some of you put your time faster because you're always late. You know, so it's like everybody has a time. We have Ghana time. That's you come when you come. The program starts at 8, you come when you come.
9:42.
All right, but the truth of the matter is, in ministry, we don't have time.
La vérité, c'est que dans le ministère, nous n'avons pas de temps.
If you are doing something for the Lord, do it properly now.
Fais quelque chose pour le Seigneur, fais-le maintenant.
Don't wait for something terrible to happen.
N'attends pas quelque chose de terrible arrive.
Before you say, oh God, give me another chance.
Avant de dire, Seigneur, donne-moi une autre chance.
It reminds me of a man who... Prophet, you should tell him, pay your
tithe.
And he used to say things like, do you know how much I earn? Do you know how much I earn? Do you know what is my salary? And you ask me to pay my tithe. Somebody's got to be crazy.
Quelqu'un doit être fou.
In other words, his money was too much.
Il voulait dire qu'il avait assez d'argent, beaucoup d'argent.
He didn't see why, if he's earning $10,000, he should give every month $1,000 to church.
Il ne comprendra pas pourquoi s'il gagnait $10,000, pourquoi il devait payer sa dîme.
Do you know how much I earn?
Tu sais combien je gagne?
So he wouldn't. Or if he did, maybe just $100. So it was like, what you're talking about doesn't refer to me. Until he was diagnosed with cancer.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il tombe malade, qu'il ait le cancer.
And he was told he has a certain number of months to live.
Et lui restait quelques mois à vivre.
Come and see him now donating to the church. Giving generously to the church. But it was too late.
Mais c'était trop tard.
Because he still passed away. You see, so sometimes we feel that, oh no. I mean, yeah, they said I should be a shepherd. I'll do what I can. I'll do it when I can.
Je vais le faire quand je peux.
And how I can.
Et comme je peux.
This is what I can do now.
Ce que je peux faire maintenant.
Take it or leave it.
Prends-le ou laisse-le.
It is a mistake.
C'est une erreur.
Because God has given us an opportunity to do something for him in his house now.
Parce que Dieu nous donne une opportunité de faire quelque chose dans sa maison maintenant.
As young as we are.
Alors que nous sommes jeunes.
As strong as we are.
Aussi fort que nous sommes.
As intelligent as we are.
Aussi intelligent que nous sommes.
As gifted as we are.
Aussi talentueux que nous sommes.
As beautiful and as handsome as we are.
Aussi beau et belle que nous sommes.
Somebody says, I'm too beautiful to serve the Lord.
Je suis trop belle pour servir.
I want to enjoy myself small.
Je veux profiter de ma vie.
You have not seen somebody go to sleep and wake up and her face is all
tu n'as pas vu quelqu'un aller dormir sur
paralyzed.
Une malformation. Son visage est paralysé.
So, if you have the opportunity to serve God,
tu as l'opportunité de servir Dieu.
Serve God now.
Serve-le maintenant.
That beauty that you are flaunting around,
cette beauté que tu
it will not last forever.
Ne pas durer longtemps.
Hallelujah. Beauty is vain.
La beauté est vaine.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you had dreams of being call girls and.
Certains d'entre vous avaient le rêve d'être des escorts.
Escorts and air hostess and because there is a beauty that you wanted to flaunt. Use that beauty to serve God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Use it to bring people into the house of God. So that they can hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Young man,
jeune homme,
your skills at chasing after girls,
ton talent pour suivre les filles,
use it to witness,
utilise-le pour témoigner,
to convince people of sin,
pour convaincre les gens du péché,
and cause them to come into the house of God. The time is now.
Le temps, c'est maintenant.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The time is now.
Le temps, c'est maintenant.
To serve God.
Servir Dieu.
Amen. So don't make that mistake that many people make. To say that, oh, I have time.
Ils disent que j'ai le temps.
It's a mistake.
C'est une erreur.
Tell your neighbor, it's a mistake.
C'est une erreur.
The time is now.
Le temps, c'est maintenant.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you are serving God, serve him as though you don't have time.
Alors que tu sers, je sers comme si tu n'avais plus de temps.
Another thing prophet always says, and it really struck me, is some years back he was driving to Tamale. Tamale is in the north of Ghana.
Tamale c'est au nord du Ghana.
And they had a terrible accident.
Ils ont eu un accident terrible.
The car turned, somersault. And they found themselves in a valley. In a valley. Okay, wherever it was, they found themselves there. And they had to break the car had a sunroof, and they had to break it to be able to come out of the car. Hallelujah. So he said he was very surprised. Like I was going to preach. I am going to preach. Why would you allow such a terrible accident?
Pourquoi tu vas permettre un accident?
Do you know how the accident happened?
Vous savez comment l'accident est arrivé?
They were almost there, maybe about 20 kilometers from
Tapa.
So they were going, the road was good.
La route était bonne.
It had just been made, new roads.
Une nouvelle route qui a été faite.
He was going a little fast.
Il allait un peu trop vite.
And as he was going, there was a man on a bicycle.
Alors qu'il partait, il y avait un homme sur un vélo.
You know, in the north, they use the bicycle a lot.
Au nord, ils utilisent un vélo beaucoup.
So he was using, he was on the road with the bicycle.
Le vélo.
And so, because they were driving fast, Bishop blew the horn so that he moves, you know, he doesn't come into the...
Donc, comme il allait vite, donc, Bishop a klaxonné pour que le monsieur...
So as the man was riding his bicycle... How do you ride a bicycle? Yes, like that. And he heard the horn. Instead of moving to the side, he turned to see who is blowing. And rather entered into the path of the car. So, in the panic to not hit him, combined with the speed that they were driving at, I think Bishop turned the wheel and it lost control and they went over and over into the... Fortunately, it's a very empty road. It's not a busy road. But fortunately, there was a truck or a company car coming and they saw what happened. So they were able to get help to bring them out. Of course, when they came out, the man on the bicycle, they didn't see him anyway. He has gone. He is
parti.
You see, so he said... Prophet Kakra was in the car. And the one comment he made was that if I had died, I would have been surprised. I would have been surprised if I had died today. I guess because God hasn't told him that he's going to die. I don't know. But the fact is that somebody could have died. Bishop was in the car with his two sisters, his brother-in-law, two brothers-in-law. I think there were five of them. Anyway, nobody died by the grace of God.
Personne n'est mort par la grâce de Dieu.
But the time, that's what made him realize that, listen, I can die at any minute.
Et ça l'a amené à réaliser que je peux mourir à tout moment.
And so when he's doing his work, he does it with speed.
Donc quand il travaille, il le fait avec vitesse.
Because you don't know if tomorrow you'll be around.
Et tu ne sais pas si demain tu seras là.
You don't know.
Tu ne sais
when
pas.
You're driving home, when you're walking, you see uncompleted buildings.
Quand tu es en train de conduire, voilà la maison, tu vois des maisons qui ne sont pas encore terminées.
This place we got, it was uncompleted.
Cette maison n'était pas terminée qu'on a...
The owner died.
Le propriétaire est mort.
He was not able to finish it.
Il n'a pas terminé.
Do you see? So you have plans, you have ideas, you have things you want to do.
Vous avez les plans, les idées que vous voulez faire.
But the time, you don't know.
Mais le temps, on ne sait pas.
The time that you have is now.
Le temps que nous avons, c'est maintenant.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Not everybody will cross 70 with ease.
Pas tout le monde va traverser 70 avec facilité.
Not everybody will celebrate 60 years.
Pas tout le monde va célébrer 62 ans.
Not everybody will celebrate 40 years.
Pas tout le monde va célébrer 40 ans.
It is the truth.
C'est la vérité.
Hallelujah. So live as though that the time you have readily available to do God's work is now.
Donc vivons comme si le temps que nous avons qui est pour servir Dieu, c'est maintenant.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Am I talking to young people? Yeah. Young people think they have a lot of time.
Les jeunes pensent qu'ils ont beaucoup de temps.
Yeah. But the truth is, you don't. Amen. So it's a mistake to think you have forever. Amen, amen. Beautiful. John 4:35. I'm skipping a little. John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Voici, je vous le dis, levez les yeux et regardez les champs qui sont déjà blanchis pour la moisson.
Amen. Don't always postpone. It's like, oh, in 4 months' time, I'll go and harvest. Okay, I'll start the fellowship maybe in September. Right now, right now, you know, exams, I have to look for accommodation. I'll start it. Like, I'm still finding myself. I don't even know what school to choose. I'll start in September.
Je suis toujours en train d'essayer de me trouver. Je sais pas quelle école choisir. Je vais commencer en septembre.
Jesus said, don't be thinking like that. In 4 months' time, or say, look around. The harvest is now.
Jésus a dit, ne pense pas comme ça. Et regarde autour de toi. La récolte, c'est maintenant.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So stop postponing what you are meant to do now.
Arrêtez de repousser ce que vous devez faire maintenant.
And do it with speed.
Et faites-le avec.
And do it well.
Et faites-le bien.
Hallelujah. Amen. So you don't have any regrets.
Et si vous n'aurez aucun regret.
Amen, amen. Amen. All right. So that is the first mistake that ministers and shepherds and workers in the house of God make. Thinking they have time.
Pensant qu'ils ont le temps.
So they are slow.
Donc ils sont lents.
And they are very laid back.
Et ils se...
They are relaxed.
Ils sont relaxés.
They don't see the urgency of the work we have
ils
to
voient
do.
Pas l'urgence du travail qu'ils doivent.
Let's go on outreach. It's like, what time? 3 o'clock. You arrive at 5:45.
Allons à l'évangélisation. À quelle heure? 15 heures, vous arrivez à 17.
When everybody is on the way back.
Et tout le monde est en train de revenir.
Like, oh yes, I was washing and then I fell asleep.
Disons que je suis en train de laver, je me suis endormi.
You think you have time, that's why.
Je pense que tu as le temps, c'est pour cela.
Amen.
Amen.
There's nothing worse than hearing that somebody has passed away when you could have witnessed to the person and you didn't.
Il n'y a rien de pire que d'apprendre que quelqu'un est mort et que tu aurais pu témoigner à cette personne et tu ne l'as pas fait.
Amen. So let's do the ministry now.
Faisons le ministère.
Tell your neighbor, do the ministry now.
Fais le ministère maintenant.
Amen. Number two, mistake. I'm talking about mistakes.
Je parle des erreurs.
The first one is being too slow.
La première erreur, c'est d'être lent.
Thinking you have time.
Pensant que tu as trop de temps.
And the second one is downplaying the importance of sacrifice.
Et le deuxième, c'est diminuer l'importance du sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a mistake.
C'est une erreur.
1 Corinthians 1, verse 18.
1 Corinthiens 1, verset 18.
I like this chapter.
J'aime ce chapitre.
1 Corinthians, it's been a while. How are you? 1 Corinthians 1:18. Are you there?
Est-ce que nous y sommes?
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Car la prédication de la croix est une folie pour ceux qui périssent, mais pour nous qui sommes sauvés, elle est une puissance de Dieu.
Amen.
Amen.
See, the cross is controversial.
La croix est controversiale.
It's a controversial subject, even in the house of God.
Donc, il y a un peu compliqué même dans la maison de Dieu.
Because whether we like it or not, even Christians don't want to die.
On l'aime ou pas, même les chrétiens ne veulent pas mourir.
And yet we say when we die, we are going to... Là-haut, mon nom... It's like you are happy that your name is written in the book and when you go, you are going to heaven. Or...
Nous sommes heureux que notre main est en train de vivre. Il faut pas mourir.
When I get to heaven, what's the song? Everybody wants to go to heaven. It's like, oh, I'll see you face to face.
Je te verrai face à face.
But yet if they say, okay, it's time to die.
Mais quand on dit, c'est temps de mourir,
you see Christians running.
Les chrétiens s'enfuient.
If you're in a plane and it's shaking a little, like, oh Jesus, not now. Not now, not now. Let me marry first. Let me have my children first. We don't want to die. But the Christ that we serve, he was ready to die. and pay a price.
Et payer un prix.
For the salvation of the world.
Le salut du monde.
We are not ready to die.
Nous ne sommes pas prêts à mourir.
I'm not talking about just a physical death where your eyes close and you don't wake up again.
On ne parle pas d'une mort physique où tes yeux se ferment et tu ne te réveilles plus.
I'm talking about a death to self.
Je ne parle pas d'une mort à soi-même.
A giving up of something.
Abandonner quelque chose.
For a cause.
Pour une cause.
It says the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Il dit que la prédication de la croix est une folie pour ceux qui périssent.
But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Mais pour nous qui sommes sauvés, elle est une puissance de Dieu.
The cross is not a decorative item that you put on your chain. Or a decoration you put in your church.
Ou une décoration qu'on met dans une église.
It is a symbol of something very, very costly.
C'est le symbole de ce qui est très coûteux.
And it's a mistake for us as Christians to diminish or to minimize the importance of that cross.
C'est une erreur pour nous chrétiens de diminuer ou de minimiser l'importance de cette croix.
The symbol of our faith and our religion is the cross.
Le symbole de notre foi et de notre foi, de notre religion et de notre foi est la croix.
What is the cross? What does it represent?
Qu'est-ce qu'elle représente?
You know, people have symbols to represent. Like La Belle Église, that is the logo.
Comme La Belle Église, c'est ça notre.
So when you see this blue, oh, La Belle Église.
Quand tu vois ça, tu sais que c'est La Belle Église.
It's a symbol.
C'est un symbole.
In Ghana, our political parties, they have symbols.
Au Ghana, nos partis politiques ont des symboles.
Isn't it, Victor?
Où vient Victor?
When you see the umbrella, you know it's this party.
Quand tu vois le parapluie, tu sais que c'est ce parti.
When you see the elephant, you know it's this party.
Quand tu vois l'éléphant, tu sais que c'est cette partie.
When you see the cross,
quand tu vois la croix,
you know it's this religion.
Tu sais que c'est cette religion.
It's not that religion.
C'est pas cette religion.
What does it mean?
Qu'est-ce que cela veut dire?
Is it just a decoration?
Est-ce juste une décoration?
That cross symbolizes sacrifice.
Cette croix représente le sacrifice.
It symbolizes a heavy price.
Ça représente un prix très lourd.
That one has to pay.
Que quelqu'un a payé.
Amen.
Amen.
It is not a fashion statement.
Ce n'est pas un modèle.
And we have downplayed the importance of the cross.
Et on a diminué l'importance de la croix.
We have reduced it to nothing.
Et on a réduit à rien.
It has become powerless.
Elle est devenue sans puissance.
When it is supposed to be our power.
Quand elle est supposée être notre puissance.
It means that Christians must like the idea of sacrifice.
Ça veut dire que les chrétiens doivent aimer l'idée de sacrifice.
Not like it like you like punishing yourself. Not that kind of like.
Les gens que tu aimes, que tu aimes te punir.
You must respect it.
Oh, yes.
That there is a price to pay.
Il y a un prix à payer.
To call yourself a Christian.
Pour t'appeler toi-même un chrétien.
Amen. There is a price to pay.
Il y a un prix à payer.
Hallelujah. And you must pay that price if you want to enjoy the power.
Et tu dois payer le prix si tu veux profiter du pouvoir.
Hallelujah. It says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness.
Il dit que la prédication de la croix est une folie pour ceux qui périssent.
But to those who are saved,
et pour ceux qui sont sauvés,
is the power of God.
C'est la puissance de Dieu.
Why don't we experience power in the church? Why don't we experience power in our lives?
On n'expérimente pas la puissance dans nos vies.
We are struggling just like the world is struggling.
On souffre comme le monde.
Sometimes even more.
Même plus.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Because that cross has lost its power in our lives.
Sa puissance dans nos vies.
That sacrifice,
ce sacrifice,
that heavy price,
ce prix lourd,
we are no longer willing to pay it.
On n'est plus prêt à la payer.
We are not.
Nous ne voulons plus la payer.
We are not.
Oh non.
That is why, instead of coming to church on a Wednesday or Tuesday evening to hear the word of God, you would rather sit home and watch Champions League.
C'est pourquoi certains d'entre nous de venir à l'église le mardi, on va rester à la maison regarder le foot.
Qualification of a team that has nothing to do with you.
La qualification des équipes qui n'ont rien à voir avec vous.
People who don't even know you exist.
Les gens qui ne savent même pas que vous existez.
They've not even heard of the country you come from.
Ils n'ont jamais entendu le pays d'où vous venez.
and the God who died for you.
Et le Dieu qui est mort pour vous.
Come fellowship and listen to the word that will build you up.
Viens écouter la parole qui va te construire.
You choose Champions League over Christ. So, Sister Simone, you are going too far.
Je dis que Sister Simone, tu vas trop loin.
Am I telling a lie?
Est-ce que je mens?
You are here because there's no Champions League.
Il y a pas de match.
We have downplayed the importance of sacrifice.
Nous avons diminué l'importance du sacrifice.
Made it into a light, frivolous experience.
On l'a rendu comme quelque chose de frivole, une expérience frivole.
Hallelujah. It is a great mistake.
C'est une grande erreur.
That Christians have taken away the power that is our due or our right by refusing to accept to sacrifice.
Que les chrétiens ont laissé la puissance en refusant de se sacrifier.
We have to preach about the cross.
Nous devons prêcher à propos de la croix.
We have to remind people about the cross.
Nous devons rappeler les gens à propos de la croix.
What does it mean, the cross?
Qu'est-ce que signifie la croix?
What does it represent,
qu'est-ce
the cross?
Qu'est-ce qu'elle représente, cette croix?
It represents sacrifice.
Elle représente le sacrifice.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus was sacrificed on the cross.
Notre Seigneur et Sauveur était sacrifié sur la croix.
That is the symbol of that cross.
C'est le symbole de cette croix.
And it's that price he paid, that sacrifice, that gave him power.
Et c'est ce prix qu'il a payé, ce sacrifice qui lui a donné du pouvoir.
That's why his name is above every other name.
Son nom au-dessus de tout autre nom.
And that is why one of these days, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
C'est pour ça qu'un jour tout genou fléchira et toute langue confessera.
Because of that price he paid.
À cause de ce prix qu'il a payé.
What prices are we paying?
Quel prix est-ce que nous payons?
For the cause of Christ.
Pour la cause de Christ.
What is the price we are prepared to pay?
Quel est le prix que nous sommes prêts à payer?
What is the sacrifice we are prepared to make?
Quel sacrifice nous sommes prêts à faire?
Some of us are not prepared to even sacrifice our reputation.
Certains ne sont même pas prêts à sacrifier notre réputation.
We don't want our friends to laugh at us.
On ne veut pas que nos amis se moquent de nous.
So we will not preach the cross.
Donc, on ne va pas prêcher.
We will not talk about the cross.
On ne parlera pas de...
We will not talk about sacrifice.
On ne parlera pas du sacrifice.
But we will dilute it.
On va même diluer.
Instead of saying you must give your life to Jesus Christ.
Tu dois donner ta vie à Jésus-Christ.
So, won't you come to church?
On dit, tu vas venir à l'église.
Oh, come to church.
Viens à l'église.
It's easy to invite somebody to church.
C'est facile d'inviter quelqu'un à l'église.
It's not so easy to preach the cross.
C'est pas aussi facile de prêcher.
Because you look foolish.
Parce que tu as l'air fou.
The Bible says it is foolishness to those who are perishing.
Ça veut dire que c'est une folie pour ceux qui périssent.
And he said that, oh, you must give your life to Christ. If you die and go to hell, it's like, are you mad?
Quand tu dis que tu dois donner ta vie à Christ, sinon tu iras en enfer.
You look mad.
Est-ce que tu es fou? Tu as l'air fou.
So we don't want to give up that reputation.
On ne veut pas abandonner cette réputation.
We don't want people to look at us bizarrely.
On veut pas que les gens nous regardent de manière bizarre.
We don't want people to give us a name.
On veut pas que les gens nous donnent des noms.
Or laugh at us.
Ou se moquent de nous.
We don't want it.
On ne le veut pas.
We want to be cool.
On veut être cool.
We want to be chic.
On veut être chic.
We want to be accepted.
On veut être accepté.
Accepted by people who are on their way to hell. We don't want to pay a price. That's why we've taken the cross out of our vocabulary. You don't want to give up that relationship.
On ne veut pas abandonner cette relation.
To serve God properly.
Pour servir Dieu proprement.
One foot in, one foot out.
Un pied dedans, un pied dehors.
That's why when you are walking, your Christian walk is like this.
Quand tu marches,
you look like a Christian, you look like a duck. Yeah. Spiritual duck.
Yeah.
Cana.
Spiritual. Yes.
When the angels are looking, they will say, look at that, look at him. You can't decide, do I serve God? Do I stay in the world? Do I serve God? Do I stay in the world? Do I give the boy up or do I continue? Do I go to church or do I go to his house?
Yeah,
you're like a duck. Look at your neighbor and say, It's like a duck. Spiritual ducks. Your one leg is here, one leg is up, one leg is here. Pay the price.
Payons le prix.
Preach the cross.
Prêchons la foi.
They will laugh at you.
Ils vont se moquer de nous.
That's fine.
C'est okay.
It's part of the price you are paying.
C'est partie du prix à payer.
They'll give you names.
Ils vont te donner des noms.
It's good.
C'est bon.
And that will save you.
Et ça va te sauver.
You see, the reason why a lot of us are struggling.
La raison pour laquelle beaucoup d'entre nous souffrons.
We want too much. We are struggling.
Nous battons. Nous luttons.
With our Christianity.
Avec notre chrétienté.
It's because we want to be accepted too much.
Parce qu'on veut tellement être accepté.
We don't want to stand out for the wrong reason.
On ne veut pas se tenir, on ne veut pas sortir de la mauvaise chose.
When they see you, you want them to say, oh wow.
Quand on te voit, tu veux qu'on dise, oh wow.
Very, very nice.
Très joli.
We don't mind standing out for that.
On n'a pas de problème à se tenir pour ces choses-là.
Like when we are moving around, when we walk,
quand on marche,
and people turn, it's like, wow. We like it.
On aime ça.
We like it. So, oh, your shirt is nice, oh. Oh, I like your hair. We like it. It's like, oh, wow. What do you eat to be so beautiful? We like those things. That one we want to stand out. But you don't want to be standing out because you preach the word of God. So oh, she's coming. The one that pastoress. I have a friend who calls me pastor. What does she call me even? Pastora or pastoress or pastor. She has a nickname for me. I don't mind. At least you know that that's what I am. We don't want to stand out for wrong reasons. Not tenue. Stand out is like, you don't want to be exposed or for the wrong reason. You don't want to be remarqué for the wrong reasons. If they say, oh, you dance very well, that's fine. But if your friends say that, hey, you... Are you still memorizing scripture? Say, oh, when he goes to that, the music is only playing Christian music. Oh, don't worry, don't mind him. Hey, when he goes to his house, he's only preaching that he's listening to. We don't want to be known to be different. Want the world to accept us. The world is going to hell. That is your standard. Beyonce and Rihanna.
Beyonce and Rihanna.
Oh, they are too old now. Tyler.
Tyler.
Those are the people that you want to be held compared to. We have to pay a price. We have to be prepared to sacrifice something. To look ridiculous. To look foolish. For the sake of Christ. Not because you are foolish. Some of us are foolish. And it's nothing to do with Christ. Your decisions are foolish. Your behavior is foolish. Nothing to do with Christianity. But I'm saying that we must be prepared to pay a certain price. For the sake of Christ. So that we can experience a certain kind of power. Hallelujah. It is Christianity that teaches us about sacrifice. But other religions have come and taken over. And they are prepared to sacrifice even more than us who say we have the truth. We say we have the truth.
Nous disons que nous avons la vérité.
We say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
On dit que Jésus est le chemin, la vérité et la vie.
But we are not ready to walk in that way.
Nous ne sommes pas prêts à marcher dans ce chemin.
And walk in that truth.
Et marcher dans cette vie.
And that life.
Et dans cette vie.
How will we experience the power?
Comment est-ce qu'on va expérimenter la puissance?
How will the church of God be feared once more?
Comment est-ce que l'église de Dieu va être?
When I was coming, I passed three mosques.
Quand je venais, j'ai vu trois mosquées.
Each one, as I was passing, I heard Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
À chacun d'entre eux, quand je venais, on disait Allahu Akbar.
And me, my windows are up and my air condition is on. But I heard it.
Et même dans mon bureau.
No, in my car.
Dans ma voiture.
I could hear it. Where are the people who are going to tell them to stop making noise? They are afraid. But when we are in church, they can enter into church. Why? They don't respect us anymore. They don't respect the church. They don't respect Christians. They can go on Facebook, social media and speak rubbish.
Ils peuvent aller sur, dans les réseaux et dire des bêtises.
Try and say that about Islam. You will see that tomorrow you are not there. Hey, there was a man called Salman Rushdie.
Il y avait un homme appelé Salman Rushdie.
And he wrote a book called The Satanic Verses.
Le verset satanique.
And he was talking about the Quran.
Et il parlait du Coran.
Hey! Look, the man became a wanted man.
L'homme est devenu quelqu'un.
They tried to kill him, I don't know how many times. He had to run away from his country and become a refugee in England. They attempted to kill him several times. You cannot talk about our religion like that. Do you remember Charlie Hebdo in France? They also published something about a cartoon of Mohammed. They bombed the offices.
Ils ont bombardé les bureaux.
You dare not. But the power that we should have. Why? Because we are the Christians. We are the Christians.
Nous sommes les chrétiens.
Who are taking the gospel? We. So look at your life and ask yourself, are you somebody that will be feared because of your stance? Like if somebody comes to you and says something about Jesus, they'll regret it. You. You are looking at my face. I'm also looking at your face. If somebody comes to you and says something like, oh, this is your character that you call a God, what will you do?
Ton caractère que tu as fait, Dieu.
What will you do?
Qu'est-ce que tu vas faire?
You say, that's the best you can do.
Tout ce que tu peux faire.
Other religions, you cannot.
Tu ne peux pas.
You see, and it's all of us our fault. The church as a body
l'église en tant qu'un corps
has stopped preaching about sacrifice.
Arrêtez de prêcher à
preaching about the cross. Preaching about a price to pay. We have been so conscious of not offending others.
On est tellement conscient de ne pas offenser les autres.
That we have accepted every kind of foolishness in the church. Recently, I heard a woman preaching, an Anglican pastor, who said that we should stop praying our Father because some people had traumatic experiences with their fathers. So to pray our Father will cause them to relive those traumatic experiences. So they should pray to a figure that that evokes comfort and love. Our mother, our teacher, our auntie. I said, she was behind the pulpit in a collar. We have gay bishops.
Nous avons des évêques qui sont gays.
In the church.
Dans l'église.
Openly gay, not hiding.
Qui sont ouvertement gays.
They are the hiding ones and they are the open ones.
Cachent ceux qui sont ouvertement gays.
They are married.
Ils sont mariés.
There are churches that have fellowships for LGBT Thursdays, LGBTQ fellowship.
Il y a des églises qui ont des réunions pour le groupe LGBT.
In the church.
Dans l'église.
That like, oh, God loves everybody. It's true.
C'est vrai.
But he hates the sin.
Mais il aime le péché.
And we have to preach that cross, that message.
Nous devons prêcher ce
that
message.
Says the sin does is not compatible with God.
Ce n'est pas compatible avec Dieu.
It is not. Lying is a sin. It is not compatible. Some of you are semi-professional liars. You would have been professional only that they don't pay you. That's why you are semi. You are liars. Stories upon stories that make no sense. That you don't even have to lie about. Why? And yet you want to serve God. Some of you are serial fornicators. Serial. One after the other. Some of you are serial masturbators. Champion ones. Champion.
Champion. Masturbateur.
You see, the cross.
La croix.
The cross.
La croix.
Refers to a fight to stop all those things. A price to pay.
Un combat pour payer.
To stop.
Pour arrêter.
That price is what we don't want to pay.
Ce prix qu'on ne veut pas payer.
Oh, I have a problem. Everybody has a problem.
Tout le monde a un problème.
But you must fight to stop that problem.
Tout le monde se bat pour arrêter ce problème.
That is the price that you are paying.
C'est le prix que tu dois payer.
You may fall once in a while.
Tu peux tomber souvent.
You may be weak.
Tu peux être faible.
But it is a moment of weakness.
Mais c'est un moment de faiblesse.
Your whole lifestyle cannot be a moment of weakness. It cannot be. You are simply not ready to pay the price. Try. Try. Remember the cross. Don't downplay it. Try and get a cross for every room in your house. And when you look at it, remember the price that was paid. It is not a decoration.
Ce n'est pas une décoration.
It is a reminder of something painful.
C'est un rappel de quelque chose de douloureux.
It's a reminder of a price that somebody paid.
C'est un rappel d'un prix que quelqu'un a payé.
And you must also pay something.
Et tu dois aussi payer quelque chose.
To qualify to call yourself a Christian.
Pour être qualifié et s'appeler chrétien.
It's true, salvation is free.
C'est vrai que le salut est gratuit.
But once you are saved,
mais quand tu es sauvé,
come on.
Alors.
Once you are saved,
quand tu es sauvé,
you must pay a price.
Tu dois payer un prix.
You must do your part.
Tu dois faire ta part.
So that that cross is lifted up.
Afin que cette croix soit élevée.
That value, the value of the cross is seen by everybody. Amen. Because of the cross,
à cause de la croix,
I don't do this thing anymore. It's a mistake to not consider the cross as Christians,
en tant que chrétien,
as something very important,
en tant que quelque chose de très important,
as something that should be lifted up high,
étant quelque chose qui doit être levé vraiment très haut.
It's a mistake.
C'est une erreur.
It is a mistake.
C'est une erreur.
That is why the church is powerless.
Donc, pourquoi l'église est impuissante.
It's weak.
Faible.
We don't want to pay a price.
On ne veut pas payer le prix.
This flesh,
cette chair,
is too dominant.
Elle domine trop.
No sacrifice.
Aucun sacrifice.
As for giving of offering, that one, yeah, forget about.
Quand il s'agit de donner les offrandes, tout le monde oublie.
If it doesn't benefit me, why should I do
it?
Why should I do it? Talking about the cross. It's a mistake that we as leaders, we are talking about mistakes of pastors.
Nous parlons des erreurs des pasteurs.
Shepherds, leaders, preach the cross.
Prêchons la croix.
Don't be afraid of preaching about the cross.
Parce que nous avons peur de prêcher la croix.
Most of the time we don't preach about it because we are not, we ourselves don't want to pay the price.
On ne prêche pas parce que nous-mêmes on ne veut pas payer le prix.
We don't.
On ne le veut pas.
Merci, maman.
We don't.
On ne le fait pas.
Are you listening to me?
Est-ce que vous m'écoutez?
The power,
la puissance,
is in the cross.
Est dans la croix.
And the cross represents sacrifice.
Et la croix représente.
It represents pain.
Elle représente la douleur.
It represents shame.
La honte.
It represents giving up of something.
Elle représente abandonner quelque chose.
Ridicule.
Être ridicule.
It calls for a mindset change.
Ça emmène à un changement de pensée.
Your mentality about certain things has to change.
Ta mentalité à propos de certaines choses doit changer.
Christianity is not about nationality.
La chrétienté c'est pas à propos de.
It's about the word of God.
C'est à propos de la parole.
So anglophones they like, they say francophones. No. There's nothing like, oh, as for the Spanish speaking people, we don't do that.
Pas comme si nous les Espagnols
no.
On
ne fait pas ça. The Bible is the Bible.
La Bible est la Bible.
Yes. After I joined the French church and started interacting with francophones, I learned so much. I learned a lot about culture and differences. I thought we were all Africans.
But
I realized that the colonial masters, they really did a job. If you cross from Aflawu into Lomé, there's a difference.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Une différence.
As soon as you enter, the bread is different.
Dès que j'arrive dans un autre pays, le pain est différent.
The bread is
le
different.
Le pain est différent.
Bread.
Just from here to here.
Juste d'ici à là.
You know immediately that you're in a different country. But in Christ, there is nothing like that. Oh.
Non, Christ n'a pas de chose.
There is not a different way. Oh, francophones do Christianity this way.
Il n'y a pas une manière différente.
Anglophones do Christianity this way.
Où les anglophones font la chrétienté comme ça.
There's nothing like that.
La chrétienté comme ça.
I remember one of our young missionaries. He said when he first went to the country that he was sent to.
Un de nos missionnaires, il a dit lorsqu'il allait dans un pays où il a été envoyé.
After a few months.
Après quelques mois.
Pastor.
Un pasteur.
Came to him and said, oh, young man.
Il a dit, jeune homme.
You're doing your best.
Tu fais ton mieux.
But how do you manage?
Comment est-ce que tu survives?
Manage how?
Survive comment?
Says, oh, you know, we are brothers.
Dis, tu sais, nous sommes frères.
If you need help,
si tu as besoin d'aide,
let me know.
Fais-moi savoir.
I can make one or two calls and find you a nice young sister.
Et si tu as besoin d'aide, je peux juste faire deux ou trois appels pour trouver une jolie sœur.
Who will come and, you know, help.
Tu vas venir t'aider.
In the ministry.
Dans le ministère.
Hey! He said, ah.
Il a dit, ah.
Wait, he thought maybe he didn't understand him well.
Il dit qu'il n'a pas bien compris.
But that's what he was saying. Say, you are a young man. You have come from your country. And you are here alone. You must be lonely. I am your brother. In Christ. I will help you. Hey. That is what we've done with Christianity. How will there be power in the church?
Dans l'église.
And you say, oh, that, oh, but in Francophone pastors is common. Francophone pastor is not our standard.
Le pasteur francophone ne sont pas nos standards.
Anglophone pastor is not our standard.
Le pasteur anglophone ne sont pas nos standards.
Chinese pastor is not our standard.
Le pasteur chinois ne sont pas nos standards.
Our standard is Jesus the Christ.
Notre standard, c'est Jésus Christ.
Jesus the Christ.
C'est Jésus le Christ.
And his word.
Et sa parole.
That price must be paid.
Ce prix doit être payé.
Enough is enough.
Assez, on est assez.
We are leaders, please.
On est leaders.
Come on. I said, let's try. I mean, try at least. I'm begging you, let's try at least. He says, do not conform yourself to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12, 1. Be transformed, la. Oh. Try. The cross. See it differently. It's not tell your neighbor, it's not a decoration. It's not a decoration. It is a mistake to downplay the importance of sacrifice. Sacrifice your emotions. You are too emotional.
Trop émotionnel.
Or easily offended.
Facilement offensé.
Come on.
Oh, vas-y.
They're too sensitive.
Trop sensible.
I can't go on outreach. The last time I went, and then when I went, it was all hot. And when I told the shepherd, it was hot. And he said, it doesn't matter. Does he know that I had a headache when I went back to the room? You are too, and then you're offended. Because of that, you won't go on outreach again. Who are you serving? Are you doing outreach for your shepherd? Or it is the word of God? You're too easily offended. Christ could have been offended. He came from heaven. You, where did you come from? Where did you come from?
Jesus.
Stand to your feet, Sha. The price. There is a price to pay. There is a price to pay. Let us pray.
Prions.
That Lord,
Seigneur,
I understand that there is a price to pay. I pray that you help me pay the price. I'm struggling. I'm struggling. It's difficult. But I want to identify with you. I want to identify with the cross. I want to identify with sacrifice. As a leader in your house. That honor that has been given to me. That position that I don't deserve. I want to work towards it. A lot of you are appointed just because we needed somebody.
Non, vous avez été choisi parce qu'on avait besoin de
quelqu'un. You know it.
Vous le savez.
You know it.
Vous le savez.
So try and at least rise up to that honor that has been given you.
Essaye de te lever et atteindre cet honneur qui a été donné.
Don't rather sit back and say, ha, 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 they don't know who I am. Somebody told me that recently. He said, like, oh, when I used to relate with him nicely, he used to say to himself, she doesn't know who I am. How is that something to be proud of?
Hey.
Oh, she doesn't know. That means you are a very good pretender and you are happy about it. Some of you are also look, who are these Oscar winners in? Denzel Washington and things. They should sit down. You are the best actor. Best male actor, best female actor. It's you. Nobody will guess who you really are.
Personne ne saura qui tu es vraiment.
Nobody.
Personne.
And you are happy. Let us pray.
Prions.
Lord, the cross.
Seigneur, la croix.
The cross must mean something to me.
La croix doit signifier, me représenter quelque chose pour moi.
The cross must mean something to me.
La croix doit représenter quelque chose pour moi.
Father, I am sorry. I ask for forgiveness.
Seigneur, je suis désolé. Je demande pardon.
For neglecting the cross and the symbol of the cross, the symbol of sacrifice, the price that I have to pay. I have joked with it. I have ridiculed it. Lord, forgive me.
Seigneur, pardonne-moi.
I want to serve you.
Je veux te servir.
I want to do what is right.
Je veux faire ce qui est bien.
But I need your strength, Holy Spirit.
J'ai besoin de ta force.
I need you to help me.
J'ai besoin que tu m'aides.
Change my mind concerning these things. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. I want to change. I want to be better. I want to do better. Father, help me to overcome these weaknesses. Oh God, the trust that has been given to me, I want to work towards it. Oh God, forgive me. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness, all fornication, masturbation, lying, pretense, hatred, jealousy, anger, unforgiveness. Lord, help me to overcome these things and walk so that I can walk in love. I can walk in truth so that my life will be pleasing to you, so that I can experience the power of the cross in my life, so that the church will once again be glorious. Father, help me. Oh, help me, Lord, to overcome my flesh. My flesh is holding me back. I want to do your work. I want to walk in truth. I want to be set free by your truth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping me. Holy Spirit, come in your strength and in your power. Power to help me overcome my weakness. Oh, Father, I thank you. Mashika Tariana la Baba. Spirit of the living God, come upon us so that we would rise up out of our flesh and our weakness and do better, and do better, Lord. May we not settle for mediocrity. May we not settle for pretense and hypocrisy.
Nous ne sommes pas hypocrites, nous prétentieux.
But Lord, may we rise up above all these things and fight for the truth. Ready to pay the price for the truth. We pray for strength, Lord. Change us, Lord, from the inside out so that we will reflect you and that the church will become more and more glorious. May La Belle Église be really a beautiful church. May the church members reflect who you are, O God. And may they know that we are Christians because of the love we have for one another.
Ils sachent que nous sommes chrétiens à cause de l'amour que nous avons l'un pour l'autre.
Thank you, O God.
Merci, Seigneur.
We are more than overcomers. We are more than conquerors. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Nous croyons que vous avez été bénis par la prédication de la parole de Dieu par notre pasteur Sœur Simone Pierre à Démola. Visitez-nous sur Facebook en cherchant la page La Belle Église Internationale. Telegram en cherchant Sœur Simone Pierre. Ou souscrivez à notre podcast Sœur Simone Pierre pour plus de messages. Que Dieu vous bénisse.